Welcome back. This is Michigan's Big Show. I'm Chad Livengood, filling in for Michael Patrick Shields. In studio now, we have Brad Williams, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Detroit Regional Chamber. Thanks for joining us today, Brad.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for having me.
Extra early here today.
Yeah, you know, I had to be up early anyway, so I might as well make my way downtown.
That's good. Well, the Detroit Chamber is involved politically. Obviously, you have a political action committee, and last week you all made your endorsements in state legislative and congressional races. The biggest one was the U.S. Senate race, where you are picking Gary Peters over Terry Lynn Land. Kind of talk about that endorsement. What went into that?
Yeah, well, let me start by saying that we knew this year there was a lot of weight on our endorsement process with all the seniority we're losing in Congress between Senator Levin, Congressman Dingell, Chairman Camp, Chairman Rogers, et cetera. There was a lot of weight on it. So this was a very thorough process where we did questionnaires of both the candidates. We brought them in for individual interviews. Of course, we had the forum up on the island, so a broader swath of our members could get some time with them. It became clear after that that Gary Peters was going to be the right choice for us for United States Senate. Gary Peters is a leader on some of the issues that are incredibly important to us, not just the business issues, but the NITC, I think, was key in this all.
NITC, the
new international trade crossing.
Which is the new bridge to Windsor.
Right. We've got everything we need at the state level. We've got all the permits at the federal level. The one thing standing in our way still is the funding of the Customs Plaza. And Congressman Peters, in his wisdom, introduced legislation that would move that Customs Plaza up to the top of the list at Department of Homeland Security. So that, immigration reform, infrastructure investment, we just felt like he was the best choice for the business community in our region for Senate.
Was there some things about Terry Lynn Land's positions on those issues that she didn't make the cut?
No, I wouldn't say that. When you make an endorsement, it's about the person you're endorsing, not the person you're not endorsing. And so we had great conversations with her. I think she represented herself well, indicated support on a lot of the issues that our members care about. But Gary Peters doesn't just support the issues we care about, he leads on them. And he's got a history of doing that on a bipartisan basis.
And even though, I mean, maybe this is, generalities, even though you're a business group, doesn't mean you can't support a Democrat.
Sure, no, and we're very proud of the fact that we are a bipartisan organization. If you look at our endorsements over time, you know, some years they may be more Republican or more Democrat, but they turn out to be fairly bipartisan. Over time, we don't have a target. We don't shoot to be 50-50, but oftentimes it ends up that way.
Right, and then obviously because we have such a splintered and gerrymandered system of House and State Senate and congressional districts, you have to sometimes in those races endorse in the party that is going to win.
Well, yeah, if you want to be relevant in Detroit and the region, you have to have friends on the Democratic side of the aisle. I mean, you look no further than our mayor, Mayor Duggan, who we supported last year for election. You know, a very dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, and if you want to be relevant in the region, you've got to have friends on that side.
With the event on Mackinac Island, the forum, it wasn't a debate. It was like I called the Don the debate.
Yeah, I understand that was the hashtag, right?
Yes, it was. I think I started that. They both came off different in their appearance. Peters looked relaxed. He'd answered questions, and he tends to ramble at times. So Terrence Thomas, your chairman of your PAC board, had to say, let's cut it down a few words. But then Terry Lynn Land read from a speech and looked nervous. And I mean, the speech started like, "Hi, I'm Terry Lynn Land. I'm running for the U.S. Senate." Did that performance in front of some of your members sway you towards Peters a little bit?
Well, of course, I didn't see it. I wasn't in the room. I was taking your job and interviewing the candidates our chamber webcast while the other one was speaking. But I think, certainly all of our PAC members are consumers of news. And so even those who weren't in the room know what happened up on the island, and they made their decisions accordingly. And I think, Secretary Land and Congressman Peters certainly have different styles. Congressman Peters comes, I think, from a level of comfort. He's been serving in Congress for several terms. He's been working on these issues already. So certainly, as you said, he, almost to the point of being wordy. But he knows what he's talking about. He's done it. He's been there. And we look forward to him being in the Senate.
Now, this audience that listens to this program, mostly in Central and West Michigan, but one of your other big endorsements is in the Wayne County executive's race, the biggest county in the state. It does have some relevance as far as the perception too, because of the problems that have gone on in Bob Vicano's administration. But you all endorsed the mayor from Westland, Bill Wild.
Yeah, and again, we went through a very thorough process where we interviewed the five major candidates for Wayne County Executive. And, you know, as a organization that works very heavily on economic development in the region, we are very conscious of what the fiscal health of our local governments mean for economic development. That's why we're so involved in Mayor Duggan's election last year. And that's why we care so much about the Wayne County Executive's race. As you know, Wayne County has a lot of financial problems that aren't too dissimilar from those that have been going on in the city of Detroit. And so we were really looking for someone who we thought could bring Wayne County's fiscal health back in order. And Mayor Wild has been serving in Westland for 7 years. He took a city with millions in budgets deficits 7 years later, balanced seven budgets. Now they have a $5 million rainy day fund. So he's got a proven track record that he can take local government and put their fiscal house in order.
Your boss, Sandy Baruhov, the president of the Detroit Regional Chamber, has often said, We were actively encouraging Detroit to file for bankruptcy so they could get its fiscal house in order. Does your group take the position that Wayne County needs to consider the same action?
No, I mean, I don't think we're at that point yet. I think, you know, if the situation continues to get worse, certainly, you know, emergency management is the first step. And, mm-hmm. you know, if that were to happen, then we would, you know, look at it further. But we really think that Mayor Wild has an opportunity, along with the county commission, as county executive to get the book straight. It's a slightly different situation than Detroit, but a lot of the same issues are there.
They're walking pretty close to the cliff.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's hard to tell at this point. You know, you hear about the $175 million deficit and then all of a sudden, oh, we have money. And we can fix it.
Look under the couch, someone.
Right. But we certainly want to make sure that we're electing the right people to fix the problem before you get to emergency management. Obviously, that is the best solution if your elected officials can take care of the problem first.
And one of those open seats that you also endorsed in congressional seats is the 8th Congressional District, which stretches from here in Ingham County to Rochester or northern suburbs of or northern communities of Oakland County. And you picked former Senator Mike Bishop, the former majority leader, over State Rep Tom McMillan. It's going to be a pretty spirited campaign this summer. We're going to have those two gentlemen on at the end of the show today. But why did you pick Bishop over McMillan?
Well, I think, you know, we've had a long established relationship with Senator Bishop, and sometimes we've agreed, sometimes we've disagreed. But he served in Michigan at a very difficult time. And had to work with diverse interests. He proved he was able to do it and bring people together and sometimes get solutions that he may not have thought were perfect, but certainly kept the state moving.
Brad Williams, Vice President of Government Affairs for the Detroit Regional Chamber, thanks for joining us today on the program. You're listening to Michigan's Big Show. I'm Chad Livengood, filling in for Michael Patrick Shields. Stick around for sports, or we'll come back and talk a little more about other things, actually.
Congratulations are in order for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. They're celebrating their 75th anniversary as a nonprofit health insurer. Blue Cross has a tremendous history of working hard to improve the health and wellness of everyone in their state, even people without Blue Cross coverage. That's because Michigan is Blue Cross's home. Their employees live and work here, and throughout their 75 years, they've established deep roots in our communities. Blue Cross's commitment to Michigan is significant. Whether it's working to ensure that the most vulnerable among us have access to quality health care, developing strong relationships with doctors and hospitals to improve patient care, or reinvigorating cities like Lansing and Grand Rapids by restoring historic buildings for offices, they're investing in Michigan's people and its future. Learn more about Blue Cross's ongoing commitment to Michigan by going to bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Not to be critical of any other colleges, at Northwood is that laser focus into the business operation.
This is a Northwood University idea with Jay Slavsky, president of Imperial Marketing and Northwood University alumnus.
Well, North University is a great, great school. My years there, I learned, obviously, the Northwood idea, the free enterprise. I learned an awful lot about the automotive aftermarket business, which I still do now, 30 years later. It allowed me to hire a lot of kids from Northwood that are interested in that same field. And Northwood was the foundation, really, for all that. Northwood, as far as business, to me, always seemed to be like a plus on my credentials, even when I was just coming out of school. There was a credibility factor there that I was a Northwood graduate, no doubt. It was a well-known institution, and that you knew what you were talking about coming out of there. You weren't just a business kid come out of a science college.
Northwood University, developing proven leaders and proven entrepreneurs. To learn more, phone 1-800-622-9000 or click northwood.edu.